legal framework?
Yes, actually, Cambodian, we have, as head of legal mentioned, we have a treaty on mutual obligation in the framework of the ASEAN cooperation. We proceed and progress a lot of work in terms of harmonization, how to provide service in terms of providing legal mutual legal assistance in criminal matter, because we consider it's important to combating and preventing the transnational crime, because the transnational crime is very challenging. Besides the security issue, a traditional security, but this is non-traditional security. So that's why ASEAN is working together. Even I'm one of the working group in the ASEAN to formalize the template for mutual legislation in criminal matter. So we working hand in hand with our member of the community of the ASEAN in order to produce facility and also to provide legal assistance in criminal matter. And come up to with this, we have extradition. So as His Excellency mentioned, we have bilateral treaty, and also now in the framework of the ASEAN community, I mean we are drafting, elaborating also a treaty on extradition among the ASEAN member states. And actually, I could share with you that I'm one member of the working from Cambodia. So after this mission, I will fly to ASFIC. I will fly to Jakarta for the AIDS meeting for discussing on the draft of the extradition among ASEAN member. So just only to share. So we work hand in hand in order to have a comprehensive cooperation in criminal matter, because when we have a comprehensive cooperation in criminal issue, we need to have three kind of treaty. The first one is treaty on mutual legal assistance. Second one is extradition, and the last one is the transfer of prisoner. We will discuss on this as well, but it takes time because some member country would not like to go ahead with the transfer of prisoner. But in Cambodian, we do have bilateral agreement, especially among the neighbor country, Vietnamese, Laos, we discuss, and also we have around 10 treaty to review and also to adopt. As myself, I'm the head of the working group to look at this. So this is what we can share with you, and also to show that it's our commitment in order to combat the transnational crime that is very challenging in terms of non-traditional security, not from for the world, but also for the region and also for Cambodia itself. Thank you.